So the biometric system still works. It's pitch dark in here, though.
If there's auxiliary power, why don't the lights come on?
Which way to the bridge?
Dunno. Scan for life.
Possible life form this way. Here's the lab. God, what a mess. Looks like the air is breathable, just.
Come on.
Easy, Tiger. We have no idea what's happened here.
You're right. Stay in formation.
Someone in the chair. He's alive.
Sandy. Sandy, can you hear me? Give him some water.
Oh. Who are you?
It's Brad Lansky, your old friend. And Alex John. We're taking you back to Earth.
Brad? Brad? Is that really you? I can't believe it. How did you get here?
We fell for your poetry. I'm giving you a shot.
Ow! Oh! Where's Dieter?
We found him outside. He's in bad shape, but seems to be alive.
That's right. They got him. What time is it? Did you close the hatch?
Yes. It's dawn.
It wakes at dawn.
What do you mean?
Look outside. There's a small gap in that porthole.
Unbelievable. The vines are coming out of the swamp and climbing up the ships.
They're depositing fresh corrosives to eat through the crevices in the hull. All around us, our ship's being digested slowly but surely.
If we'd landed out there a few minutes later...
Are they feeding on the metals?
Yeah. But they do much more than that. This life form needs metal for its superconducting radio transmitters, its nervous system, and for collecting energy from the sun. But what it really prizes is the ship's computer, especially the flight software.
Flightcom's dead.
It builds up an arsenal of viruses for many ship types of many races. And uses the viruses to hijack passing ships and bring them down here.
No mind either. Not even comms.
What do you suggest we do?
We wait here until nightfall. Use the time to make a plan. Oh, I can't tell you how glad I am to see you guys.
The Advantage is in orbit, but it's being bombarded by millions of viruses. We firewalled it to the max, but we've had to shut down all the sensors. All our computing resources are being used to block the attacks, and the land is also damaged.
The only way to get out of here is to disable the transmitter.
What transmitter?
Look through the telelens, over there. It worked before the whole ship was covered up.
It's very dark. What am I looking for? Moby Dick?
What? No. Moby Dick's worst nightmare.
I don't understand. I can't really see anything. Is a thick mist.
Put on the headphones. gigantic creature like a squid. Electro-organic with awesome capabilities, probably spacefaring.
Good God, I see it. It's standing upright. What is that thing? It looks like a kind of a nasty brown organic radio telescope. How big is it?
About 3 times the height of this ship.
This is Moby Dick, then?
Good grief.
I take it modern weapons are useless around this thing?
Oh, yeah. Deed and I found that out the hard way. As long as it's transmitting jamming signals, you can't rely on any sophisticated electronics.
Does it have any weak spots you know of?
Mm-hmm. The neck area seems to have some kind of muscle structure at the top, where it joins the dish to allow it to pan and tilt.
Well, I think we might just have something for a good pain in the neck.
Yeah, antique mechanical guns complete with explosive bullets.
I'm impressed. If you can inflict enough damage or pain for it to stop transmitting just for a minute, I might be able to use Echolocator's Mazer on it. If I can just reboot the software fast enough.
I hate to be the one to nitpick, but how do we get close to it?
Surrounding it is a huge moat in which we now find ourselves. Essentially, its stomach.
Yeah, with lethal vines and whatnot.
They sleep at night. It would take about an hour to cross the moat on foot. Slow going at first, but the terrain gradually gets drier and more solid.
Gentlemen, I believe we have a plan.
Let's get some rest. We'll need all our strength tonight.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Roof hatch.
Why?
To hack some vines.
With an axe?
I don't trust high tech here. Besides, I feel like a good workout.
Guess I'm coming with you. Mind telling me why we're going out again in broad daylight?
There's only one thing better than a plan.
What's that?
A plan B.
What about your wrist?
I'll rest while I'm dead.
Thank you.